So, Holy Trinity. When Pastor Rick was here, he had this gift. He had this gift of knowing exactly when Holy Trinity Sunday was. And somehow, whenever we were scheduling who was going to preach, somehow he didn't preach on this Sunday, Holy Trinity Sunday. And after working with him for almost 15 years, I finally caught on. And he smiled. Because this is the day, the one day of the church year that we lift up the doctrine of our belief. And the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. The God that is three in one and one in three. One God in three. So, often people try to explain the Holy Trinity. And when you do, you come up with lots of different metaphors. And you probably know many of them, right? And every time somebody shares a metaphor for explaining the Holy Trinity, it always comes up short. It always comes up short. Because there's still this thing about mystery with the Holy Trinity that when we come up with a metaphor, it falls short of the mystery and the power. And so I'm not going to do that. Not going to do that. What I would like to do is to have an experience of the Holy Trinity. Okay? So let's break down the Trinity a little bit into this three aspects or characters or essences of God, the Trinity, the three in one. One being God the Father, right? Or God the Creator. The second being God the Son. And the third being God the Holy Spirit. So, here comes some congregation participation time. Okay? Thinking about just God the Father or God the Creator. Okay? What kind of characteristics or what kind of descriptors would you give God the Father or God the Creator?
Holiness.
Holiness. Okay?
Almighty.
Thank you. Excuse me? Love. You were listening up here. That's good. Love. What else? All knowing. Okay? Excuse me?
Dependability.
Excellent. Anything else? All right, good. Now, God the Son. Think just about God the Son and some descriptors or characteristics of God the Son, Jesus Christ. Okay? So what are some of those? Sorry? Healing. Thank you. Sorry, Jeff?
Forgiving.
There was another one. Obedient, good.
Teacher.
Compassionate, thank you.
Savior,
good.
Recognizing,
all right.
Loving,
good.
Sacrificing,
okay. Your commanding officer. Well done.
Accepting?
Thank you. Oh, you know this God the Son one pretty well, don't you? Now, some descriptors or characteristics of God the Holy Spirit. Just the Holy Spirit. Well, how would you describe the Holy Spirit?
Wind.
Thank you.
Comforter.
Ever-present. Knows our thoughts before we even think them. That's kind of weird, but it's true. Yes. All right. Other.
White dove.
White dove. Right up there. Okay. Thank you.
Companion.
Okay.
Good.
Inspiration.
Mysterious.
Thank you. There was one over here.
Nurturing.
Thank you.
Answering when we call.
Ooh, you guys know the spirit thing too. That's nice. All right. Now an experiment. How many of you believe that we are created in the image of God? Okay, some of you. Well, here's the news. We're all created in the image of God. Okay? Remember, in Genesis, we visited this a little bit a couple weeks ago. In Genesis, when God went to create humankind, God said, "Let us," and like Bob emphasized in the reading from Isaiah, this "us," "let us create humankind in our image." God is an us, right? God is an us. And I believe God as an us can be experienced as God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Even in the beginning when God created, God the Son was there and God the Spirit was there too. Okay? Because they've never been separate. They've always been one. So when God created humankind in our, God saying this, our image, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were all together creating. Okay? Now, we are all created in the image of God. This us God, this Father, Son, Holy Spirit God. Okay? So, an experiment. Let's do this. You guys over here, you will be God the Father. Okay? Do you feel good about this? This is all right. God the Father, God the Creator. Think like, yeah, that's what you guys are, just for this little experiment, okay? Now, from Tom forward, up here to the front, God the Son, okay? Jesus Christ, Savior, all right? God the Son, God the Father, God the Creator. Guess who you guys are? All right, the Spirit. Now, last night, people were going, oh, man, can I move over? But you guys, God, the Holy Spirit, okay? Now, let's imagine these different aspects or essences of God having a conversation, okay? Having a conversation, as an us would, right? When you have an us, you have conversation. Unless you're all introverts, then you don't. But I think this us is both introvert and extrovert. It encompasses all. So you have this conversation as God, okay? Imagine for a moment that, is it possible a conversation might go like this? God the Holy Spirit talking with God the Son, the Creator. And God the Holy Spirit saying, you know what, Creator? You are so rigid. You never change. You have set things in their places and you have told them, do not move. This is as far as you go. Like the stars. When you created the stars, you said, stay there. And then when you created the oceans and the land, you said, oceans, this is as far as you go. No further. Land, this is where you are. Sun, moon, you stay there. But moon, you show up at night. Sun, you show up during the day. Stay there. And God, the Holy Spirit, goes, it's the same all the time. And God, the Creator, responds to God, the Holy Spirit. At least you know where I stand. You, on the other hand, where are you half the time? You're just kind of all over the place. Where are you going to set down roots? You seem to be floating all over the place. You got this spirit thing. But, you know, where is it rooted? I don't understand that. And God the Son is sitting here listening to all of this. He goes, all right, the two of you, any of you die? I died. I was obedient to death. Now, can you imagine that kind of conversation happening with God, the Trinity? No. And yet we are created in this image, right? And what I have been experiencing is this division. If we are created in the image of God as an us, as a God that is a loving us, distinct, and yet in us, I've heard conversations like, this is the most important part. That isn't as important. And this is the way we have been, and so this is how we need to stay. And then we have others saying, yes, but what about us moving and doing this? And that's just not here in Holy Shepherd. This is everywhere. Yes, but well, how about the future? And what are we going to do for that? And then some saying, you know what? I have been obedient the whole time. And there's been these divisions amongst us. And yet, we're created in the image of God. We're created in the image of God that is distinct, that have distinct aspects of who we are, and yet one. And as people created in the image of God, we have this image that looks to the other and values the other equally as itself. One is not more important than the other. And one can't claim, this is the way it's supposed to be. And another can't claim, well, no, we need to be something different. It is an us that we have been created in the image of. And not just an us, but an us that is held together in loving relationship. That's what the Trinity is held together as. It's healthy, loving relationship that recognizes each part as valuable and critical for our whole. And yes, we know that there are divisions. They're deep. They're profound. And yet we have a God that says, and you are forgiven. And I love you. And together, in love, we will move forward. Together, in love, we will look to who we are. And together, in love, we will look to the future with excitement and hope. And together, in love, we will look upon the other in love and appreciation and listening and valuing for the sake of the us that is created in the image of God. Today we celebrate. Today we lift up this gift of God being the Holy Trinity. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, this one God that is held together in love, that has looked upon us and created us in that same loving relationship. May we continue to seek our identity as children of God, and may we seek to be that every day together in love. Amen.